I'm Dr. J. I'll be seeing you. Yeah, I know. Dr. Anthony is out on paternity leave, actually, so I'm just filling in for him right now. No, I'm not really sure when he's going to be back. Definitely not for another couple of months. Is that going to be a problem? Okay, I assure you I can perform a routine checkup just as well as Dr. Anthony can. I do apologize for the inconvenience, though. Our receptionist is new, and she just forgot to mention it to people making appointments that they'd be seeing a different doctor as opposed to the one that they're used to seeing. So, as long as you're comfortable with that, I'm just going to go ahead and get started today. Let me just get logged in here. You know, computers these days, such a pain in the ass. Okay, so, Mr. I don't have your name here on the chart. Oh, man. That new receptionist is really... anyway, what's your birthday? I can look you up by birthday. Okay. Alright. There you are. Okay. There we go. I'm so sorry about that. Let me just start today by asking you a few questions. Let's see. Are you allergic to any medication? Okay. Are you currently on any medications? Sir? You okay? Medications? Are you on any medications? Okay. And do you use recreational drugs? Sir? No, you can be honest. I'm not here to judge you. Okay. All right. And do you drink alcohol? Okay. Are you sexually active? Sir? Are you sexually active? It's perfectly fine if you're not. Totally normal. Okay. Okay, that's it for those invasive, pesky questions. I'm gonna have you hop up on this seat for me. Yep, right there. Can you just scoot down a little bit? Perfect. Okay. So, I'm gonna stick this on your finger. It's gonna measure your heart rate. Can you stick your tongue out for me? Just say, ah. Good. All right, everything looks good. Let me just feel for any swollen lymph nodes. Alright. Yep, looks good. Your heart rate is kinda high right now. Are you feeling nervous about today? Is there anything particular that's been bothering you? Okay. Well, I promise that, you know, this physical is gonna be super easy, just no stress. It's not gonna hurt or anything. In fact, let me just check your chart. You're not even due for blood work, so no worries at all. Although I am going to need a urine sample, so hopefully you didn't go before you came here. Alright, so take a deep breath in. I'm going to listen to your lungs now. In. Out. Good. There you go. Calming down a bit. Alright, in again. Deep breath. And out. All right, good. Everything sounds perfect. I'm gonna have you just lay down for me. I'm gonna pull your shirt up, okay? Because I need to palpate your abdomen. As a matter of fact, why don't you go ahead and unbutton those jeans for me? I'm just gonna pull them down a little bit so I can feel there and make sure everything's okay. Thank you. There we go. Let me just pull them down a little bit. All right. Okay, I'm gonna press down. Starting a little bit higher up and then getting a little bit lower. Just let me know if anything hurts, okay? Did that hurt? Oh, you just made a little noise. I thought just maybe something was painful. Does it hurt when I press down here? Oh. Oh, I see. I see. You need to use the restroom. Okay. No worries. We need that sample from you. So, why don't you go ahead and button your pants back up and we will get you to the bathroom so you can get the lab that sample, okay? All right. So, oh, yeah. It's here. Down the hallway to the right. Oh, shit. Well, that guy just went in there. Yeah, we only have one bathroom. The other one is currently well, it's having some issues and it's been taking a while to get a plumber out here and we're just kind of a mess right now. Well, yeah, the problem is he's probably gonna take a while in there. Well, he took an orange cup, not a blue cup, in there, and well, the orange cup is for sperm samples, and since we're not like a sperm bank, we don't have a special collecting facility, if you know what I mean. So we just have patients, excuse themselves to the restroom to provide us a sample of sperm. So who knows how long it'll take him in there to deliver his sample. I'm so sorry about that. Oh man, it looks like neither of the other exam rooms are empty either. You could just go in here. Yeah, I'll just stand right outside the door. Nobody will come in, I promise. You can just hand me the sample when you're done, and I'll take it over to lab. Does that sound good? Okay, great. All right, I'm just gonna close the door. You just come out when you're done. No worries. I'll be here. Okay. Here you go. Yep, just in that cup. Are you all set now? Oh, your cup is empty. Do you need some water, or did you miss, or oh, what's wrong? What do you mean? Oh, well, here, let me come back into the exam room. Does it hurt, or what's going on? You're having trouble. Well, can you describe how it's feeling? Okay, well, how about you just drop your pants down for me and I'll have a look, all right? Oh, no, please don't be concerned. I promise this is completely professional. I do this every day. It's nothing I haven't seen a million times before. I do need to see your penis if I'm gonna try and help assess if there's anything wrong. Okay, yep, there you go. It does kind of look like you're a little bit erect right now. Could that be the issue? It's sometimes difficult to give a sample when you're slightly erect. Okay, well, I can still do the examination. I don't think there's actually anything wrong. I think it's just the fact that you're hard right now. Yeah, so okay. I'm just gonna kind of gently touch around your cock, your penis, and just kind of see if anything feels, abnormal, okay? Well, would you rather me say penis? I feel like using more conversational terms actually helps the patient feel more comfortable, you know? Okay, I'm just gonna touch down the right side. down the left side. All right, good. I think I'm kind of making this situation worse. Your erection is kind of growing with my touch. So I really don't think that anything is wrong. So I'm probably just gonna leave the room and let you relax a little bit, and then I'm sure that you'll be. Yeah, I can check some other things. If you're really concerned, I can check. Okay, I want you to just relax, okay? Just take some deep breaths. I'm gonna take your cock in my hand. I'm just gonna kind of hold it. Okay, I'm gonna just kind of pull on it just a tiny bit, just very gently, just kind of little tug feelings. How does that feel? Good. like fine or like pleasure? Oh, I didn't. That wasn't really the intention. just trying to make sure that nothing is wrong here. Okay. Sorry, it is so hot in here. Yeah, the air conditioning's broken too. I promise that we're able to provide you reliable and wonderful healthcare. Our clinic itself is just a little bit run down right now. I'm just gonna pull this coat off. It's so clunky anyway. I hate this thing. Oh, I'm just gonna unbutton these buttons on my fucking sorry. So let me just hold your cock again. I want you to just try and really relax now, okay? You do have to pee, right? You have that urge right now. Okay, good. So while I'm just holding you here and kind of just gently like tugging and yeah, I just want you to try and let go. Just try and see if you can pee, okay? I'm just gonna hold the cup just right here. Just let me know if you need me to get it ready for you. Like here. Yeah, right now. I want you to see if you can try and pee right now. I know it might be a little bit shy and uncomfortable for you, but the idea is just that I'm gonna just be feeling your cock while you try and like relax so that you can pee, and I'm just gonna be like feeling and watching to see, you know, just to make sure that everything is going well, you know, make sure nothing is wrong. I promise there's no need to be shy, just relax. Yeah, just try and let go. I'm just gonna hold your cock in my hand and just make sure that you're nice and relaxed, and just tugging on it tiny bit. I really think this is just making your erection a lot more prominent. I'm sorry, did that hurt? Oh, you whimpered a little bit. Sir, we really need this sample from you today. Here, let me try something else. I'm gonna have you just kind of lean against the table here. I'm gonna just give you a little bit of a massage, okay? I'm just gonna, yeah, right here, just right below your hip bone, right before your thigh, just right here in that groove, and just kind of dig in there and just really massage those pelvic muscles. Yeah. There you go. Just relax. Just take some deep breaths, okay? Doesn't it feel nice? Mm-hmm. And I'm just gonna take my other hand and put it back on your cock, okay? And just leave the other one massaging you gently. There you go, I can feel it. You're gonna let go for me, huh? Yeah, you can do it. Come on, there it is. There it is, good. Okay, here. Yep, just right in there. Good, yeah, just relax, let it all out. I don't think that's all you got in there. It's okay. I know it's a little uncomfortable, it's a little shy, but I promise that it's perfectly normal. I've seen it before. No worries. Just, you were doing so good. Yeah, no, you were doing really, really good. I need more than this. I'm sorry. I know. Just relax. Take a few more deep breaths. There you go. Just relax into my hand and just let it go. Let it go. Yeah. Good. There you go. See? Oh, doesn't that feel nice? Yeah, just let go. Oh. Oh shit. Oh fuck. Yeah, I didn't quite think about needing a bigger cup than this. Usually there's a toilet. Yeah. Oh shit. Fuck. Okay, I'm just here. Use this trash can. Shit. Yep. They okay. No, it's fine. I've had worse fluids on my chest before. My fault for taking off the coat, right? It did kind of seem like you were trying to get it on my tits, but yeah, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Okay, so you can pull your pants back up. Here's some tissues you can clean off, and I'll just label this real quick, and I'll have your lab results into the lab. Sir. you can't do that in here, sir. I know that I was just holding your cock. I wasn't stroking it, sir. I was doing a gentle tug. It was a completely medical procedure. It's very standard. Sir, okay, I'm gonna have to ask you to cover up with this drape and to take your hand off of your cock. Yes, that does appear to be pre-cum. You cannot stroke that in here. This is a doctor's office, and that's highly, highly inappropriate. Yes, I understand that I was touching your cock, but it was for a specimen collection, and this is well. Yeah, I suppose that sperm is also a specimen collection that we do here, but you didn't write on your chart that. Oh, you do. You have concerns about. Oh, okay. Well, the nurse didn't. The nurse. Sorry, the nurse didn't tell us that you, here, let me get an orange cup. Oh, wow, you're really loud. Sir, you gotta keep it down. You can't be moaning that loud in a doctor's office. Yeah, no, it's fine. You've got yourself really worked up there. Yeah, that does look like it feels really, really good. Wow, you are so hard. Holy shit. What on earth has got you so turned on? Wait a minute. You liked me watching you pee, didn't you? That is so fucking depraved. You wanted me to hold your cock while you peed, didn't you? This was all a plan. Well, yeah, you probably couldn't have orchestrated the guy going in there to come in the cup, but very clever of you, huh? Here's the cup. I suppose that I could give you a hand with that. I kind of have been wanting to feel what you were like completely hard. Sir, please keep those moans down, okay? They're so sexy. They're so good, but you're going to get me in trouble. You're going to get my medical license taken away, okay? So, oh, God. Oh, my God, you're just leaking pre-cum all over my hand. Fuck. Sir, okay, I'm gonna put one hand over your mouth, and the other one I'm just gonna stroke you nice and fast, okay? Just lean against the bench. I know it's probably hard to stand. Are your legs getting wobbly? That's okay. Yeah, just, oh yeah, stroke it nice and fast. We gotta make you come. This is only appropriate if you give me a sample, okay? So I need you to come for me. Yeah. Here, let me unbutton my top some more so you can have some inspiration. You accidentally got some of your pee on me. That was not an accident, was it? You are so dirty. Yeah, no, I don't believe that for a second. That was on purpose. You wanted to pee all over my tits. That is so fucking dirty. Oh my god, you want to see these tits? Yeah, that you wanted to pee on so fucking bad? Yeah, here you go. Look at them. Have a nice fucking look at them. I'd let you come on them, but, you know, you gotta give the sample, so, yeah. I know, that really sucks, doesn't it? Oh, fuck, are you gonna come? You gotta tell me so I can make sure that we don't miss any. Yeah. Oh my god, you're gonna come, aren't you? Oh, fuck. Okay, shh. Yeah, just come. Oh my god, please be quiet. Yeah, just fucking come into my hand. Into the cup, not in my hand, sorry. Fuck. Yeah, hold on, it's not ready. Okay, there you go, yeah, just, you can come, just come. Oh, fuck. Yeah, shh. Fuck. Oh, god. Oh my god, you came a lot. Take a breath. Don't fall over. Shit. Okay. I'm just gonna take these over to the lab while you get dressed, and you can check out at the second window. I'll have those results to you in 3 to 5 business days. I can have our receptionist switch you over to being under my care permanently if that's what you want. Absolutely. I will see you next year then, all right? Providing you don't have any other issues that require you to come into my office. Okay. Have a nice weekend, sir.